Gilmartin, Sean Mays, Omar Robinson, James, Derek, all on the program. Get ready for that. ESPN Radio 97.7 and 100.1.
Check out the Boeheim Foundation Wilkins RV out and about near you. Please register for our Jim and Julie Boeheim Foundation Gala April 29th and our annual Jim Boeheim Golf Tournament June 13th at BoeheimFoundation.org. And you can round up your purchases at Wilkins to help our foundation and support children in our area. Thanks to Galaxy Media Group and CNY Central for their support of our community and foundation. Jim Boeheim here. I've got to tell you, some people want it, some people wish it, others make it happen, and Wilkins RV makes it happen. They have the largest selection, best prices, and unbeatable experience before and after your RV purchase. Purchase any part, accessory, or service item and round it up to support the Jim and Julie Boeheim Foundation. Take the shot and get into an RV today at Wilkins RV or shop online at WilkinsRV.com.
Zero Draft, your locally owned and operated insulation specialist, has grants available that would allow you to get your home insulated for half off. That's 50% off. If you are living alone and make under $41,000 or have a household of four and make under $80,000, you are eligible for these grants. Get your home insulated and more comfortable for you and your family. To qualify, call Zero Draft today or check them out online at GetZeroDraft.com. That's GetZeroDraft.com.
Apex Entertainment in Destiny, USA welcomes you to come in and enjoy 55,000 square feet of pure fun. Enjoy 24 bowling lanes, arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, hollow gate, X-Rider, and now axe throwing, along with a full restaurant menu in the Pit Stop Tavern that features over 65 gluten-free items. Apex also has meeting space, ideal for corporate outings, and is the perfect place for birthday and holiday parties. Perfect weather is always guaranteed. At Apex, go to apexentertainment.com for more information.
Broadcasting live from Armory Square and the ESPN studios in downtown Syracuse, this is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show, celebrating and spotlighting the best in high school sports in Central New York, featuring the guru Phil Blackwell, top athletes and coaches in CNY. Now, here's your host, the maestro, Mr. Mike Bristol.
All right. Another one in the books, finishing things up. We got a U.S. Army spotlight interview with West Hill boys basketball players Cam Langdon, Luke Kilmartin, Sean Mays, Omar Robinson, and James Derrick will all be here on the program. And, boys, how are you? You there?
Yes, sir. We're doing good. How are you?
Cam, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
All right, Cam, introduce yourself real quick.
My name is Cam Langdon. I'm a junior at West Hill. I play guard.
Very good. Luke, introduce yourself for us.
My name is Luke Kilmartin. I'm a senior here at West Hill, and I play point guard.
Nice. Sean?
I'm Sean Mays. I'm a senior, and I'm a guard.
And Omar?
My name is Omar. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a forward.
All right. And James?
James is actually not here, so...
James Derrick. All right, that's all right. That's all right. Cam, let's start things off here. Is it even possible to have a more satisfying path to a championship than getting past a nemesis and then Marcellus? Talk about that.
No, there's nothing better than that. You know, we had our bumps in the road with a couple of these teams, and the one coming up is a little bit personal for us because we had a moment where we lost to them and we felt like we shouldn't have lost to them. So playing them in the section championship and winning that would be very satisfying for us.
Great answer. Sean, you had lost three straight to Chittenango. How are you able to finally contain the potent Bears, especially, you know, Alex and Ty?
I think it was more on the defensive end. We contained the Mosh brothers to under double digits, and Ty under double digits, I think we'll be able to get the job done. I think offensively, I think we took great shots and we were able to knock things down.
Sean, what did you do defensively against both guys?
We kind of ran a different defense. I think that really got them struggling. You know, Brandon Bernard hit, six threes in the beginning, and then he didn't hit anything at the end. And I feel like that really helped us.
When you talk about different defense, are you talking about some sort of like a two box, a box and one, you know, different things like that, to trap in certain areas? What were you guys doing?
It was like a triangle and two.
Okay.
We were manned up through best guards.
Yep.
And then we had two outside.
Oh, that's great. Luke, you seem to excel at the being a pest to the opposition. Do you almost welcome that, you know, the way you do that with players and get down their face and get in their grill? Talk about the defense.
I mean, defense gets everything going on offense. So, I mean, as a senior, I guess it's just good to set an example like what we should be doing defensively, and that's kind of my role this year. So I'm kind of taking it as my job to get everyone going on the defensive end.
Definitely working. Yeah, it's definitely working, and it's definitely fun to watch. Omar, you've seen some serious quickness and aggression. How do you channel it in your best level of play?
I try to use it to my advantage when playing, because a lot of slower and bigger people usually are guarding me. So I try to use my advantage to get as close as I can to the basket. And if the shot's there, I'll take it, look out for a teammate, and just keep the ball moving and have a good game flow and, you know, get a start early.
We're talking to the West Hill Boys basketball team. Cam, this can be a hot shooting team, no question about it. How much of a green light does your coach give you and your teammates? Does he let you play or elaborate on his coaching style?
We have a bit of a green light. Obviously, if we're open, he wants us to take the shot. But he likes us to get a couple passes in first and make sure it's the perfect shot for us as a team.
How much time do you spend kind of working your offense and making sure that you are picking the right spots and getting guys open?
In practice, we work on it kind of a lot to make sure we all know what we're doing. And if we're changing something up for that game, we'll go over it in practice. So just in practice, you make sure we know what we're doing.
Sean, kind of being the spark of the team, in case Cam or Omar, Luke, you know, aren't really getting going, are you able to, talk about how you're able to score some points and get things going?
I think we're all capable of scoring. I feel like you've got to feed the hot man, whoever's hot in the court. I feel like you should feed them, you know, always find a way to create open shots, get to the basket.
What happens in all four of you guys lighting things up?
I feel like, I feel like just find the open man who's ready to shoot or to make the next play.
Yeah. West Hills, and I ask this a lot, philosophy, Sean, talk about that or explain how you go into game, how you prepare for a game.
I think to prepare a game, it starts with defense to match up. I think if we keep them under 40, I feel like that's good. Keep the top players under 10. I feel like that's great to our advantage.
Yeah. Luke, you split two games with Marcellus. How do you solve their defense in a way you couldn't do at their gym back in January?
I kind of feel like back in January, we kind of beat ourselves. So, I mean, we've been kind of talking about that a lot this week. And, you know, we think that we kind of beat ourselves that game. We just want to make sure that doesn't happen. If they beat us because they're the better team and so well, but we just don't want to beat ourselves up.
Yep. Omar, you're hearing from past, are you guys hearing from some past West Hill players about the need and urgency of getting back to that championship level?
A little bit. Like, it's a couple West Hill alumni that will show up for our games and give us advice after games of what they did in the past. And some of them are actually some of our coaches, so they'll be at practice and helping us.
Who are some of those alumni? Who are some of the guys that kind of give you guys some information?
Antonio Scamali.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Karleski and Jeff Labello. Those are three ones.
Oh, that's great. Well, overall boys, a terrific job this season. Omar, tell me what's next. What you're preparing for, getting ready for? Kind of break it down for us.
We're preparing obviously for this game. We want to win this game. We're taking it one game at a time. We want to be able to play next week, and you know we want to keep playing and eventually win the whole thing. You know, we just want to go out there and play our game and show why we're the best team in Class B.
I love it. Well, listen, you guys, terrific job. Incredible work. Cam, Sean, Luke, Omar, West Hill Boys Basketball. Thanks for being on ESPN Radio. We appreciate it.
There's no problem.
Thanks for having us.
All right, best of luck. Thanks, boys. Thanks for coming on.
Yep, thank you.
How's it going?
All right, West Hill Boys Basketball in a great show overall. Some terrific guests and spending time with all the kids here and more of a kid-friendly program today. A lot of times we mix in the coaches. It's great to have the student-athletes come on and discuss skill set and philosophy and, you know, what it is to play for their school. And that I still feel is extremely important. There's a lot of outside basketball. There's a lot of outside sports, club teams and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, playing for your school, representing your school is huge and used to be much bigger, but it's still around here a big thing, which I love. And all these kids doing their thing for their alma mater and playing hard and working hard. So it's nice to see that. As I mentioned before, Apex Robin Studio, Corey Bruno, super intern, is trying to really get our social media here rolling and things like that. So he's working on that now. Here we've got our Holbrook Heating Air and Conditioning Top 10 real quick. I'm going to fly through this, and then we're going to get ready for the Syracuse Legend Show. We've got Joey Spolina coming on. We've got Hakeem Work and Gary Gate all will be on the Syracuse Legend Show next, and then Syracuse basketball kicks off at 5 p.m., which you'll have a nice hour pregame here before that kicking off. I think it's at 4. We have reached championship, obviously, weekend in Section 3 boys basketball. We mentioned that the boys finals include Class AA, which you have Liverpool and West Jenny. We mentioned that. And the Warriors won two regular season showdowns in overtime. So this game, this big third, is going to be huge. We also have a dramatic late comeback, a defending champion New Hartford challenged by Central Square in the Class A title game. Unbeaten Central Valley Academy, number 2 seed Chittenango, were both upended in last Sunday's boys basketball sectional Class B semis, so which is going to set up the neighborhood clash here that we're going to see in the sectional final. We just talked to West Hill, got the best of the Bears, and defeating Ann Marcellus was impressive in their upending CVA, so meaning that the Warriors and Mustangs are going to clash for the championship. After losing the Class C and D boys basketball sectional finals a year ago, you got Dolgeville and Hamilton are getting a chance to atone Sunday at SRC Arena. You've got Mount Markham in Class C. Class D, the Emerald Knights have a long and awaited showdown with Sackett's Harbor. Today, we've got the girls' basketball sectional championships, and I had stopped by a little bit earlier with the Inside High School Sports ESPN Tahoe. That's going to culminate Class AA. Liverpool tries to get its first title since 2008. You've got Cicero North Syracuse, and who upended Rome Free Academy. The North Stars overcame Leah Middleton's 48 points to top that. And Class A final has top-seeded Indian River and Central Valley, or Central Square, excuse me. West Hill girls basketball knocked off top-seed defending champion General Brown, so they did a nice job earning a Section Class B final against number 2 seed Cortland. You've got two top seeds, Widsburg and Corperstown, the Square, and Class C championships. You got Class D and girls basketball pulling against a Hamilton squad. You've got four different Section 3 wrestlers that brought home state championships. Great job there. Skinny Alice won yet another Division 2 sectional ice hockey championship. Incredible job there. As if the Division 1 ice hockey championship game between West Jenny and Baldwinsville didn't have enough anticipation. It's still rolling Monday night and with the weather. You've got the weekend, which brings, as we mentioned, state indoor track and field championships. And finally, today or yesterday and today, at Ithaca College, you had the Section 3 boys swimmers that were competing. So a lot of good stuff. Joey Spolina here is out front, so one of you guys need to go let Joey in. And as I mentioned, Syracuse Legends on deck. We're going to kick things off with Joey Spolina, talk a little bit about his freshman performance so far with Syracuse University lacrosse and his head coach, Gary Gate. And then we've got Hakeem Work in as well, Coach Gate, all coming on after that here on the Syracuse Legends Show. So stick around for that. See you next week inside High School Sports, Syracuse Legends as well. But right now on deck, right around 11, Syracuse Legends. ESPN Radio 97.7 and 100.1.
WTLA North Syracuse, WSGO Oswego, W249BC Mattydale, W261AC Oswego, WTKWHD2 Bridgeport, ESPN Radio.
At Syracuse Orthopedic Specialists, we're everywhere you need us to be. On the sidelines at high schools and colleges, and in our offices throughout CNY. We're always nearby, open every day, working as a team to make your comeback stronger than ever. Prevent, recover, strengthen, perform. From youth to pros, SOS Sports Medicine helps you do more.
Whether you're looking to make a career move or you're in need of a company that offers top pay, opportunity for advancement, and lets you feel heard, you need to apply today at Holbrook Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hi fans, Coach Boeheim here. What you see on the court on game day takes a lot of work, recruiting the right people first. That is what Holbrook is looking to do right now.